Blog Talk Radio.
This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast. And may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this night and forevermore. Oh, precious Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you, helping ourselves under thy mighty hand here tonight in the name of Jesus, Lord, as we humble ourselves under thy mighty hand here. I ask you for the leadership of the Holy Spirit to lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps in the name of Jesus. Oh, precious Father, as I decrease, let the Spirit of the Lord in me increase, that you may have your way here in the name of Jesus. Hide the damn Calvary's cross. Anointed vessel clay, use me, Father God, for thy glory in Jesus' precious and holy name. Thank you for answering prayers on the request, but most of all, salvation to go forth in the kingdom of God may grow here this night and forevermore. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible, amen, I'd like you to open up to the book of Matthew, the book of Matthew chapter 7, and we'll be looking at verse 7. And the word of God reads, "Ask and it shall be given. You seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened on to you." Also in Jeremiah 29, verse 11. "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. To give you an expected end." This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of his holy word. Brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening today, and those that be listening at a later date, we want to talk about keeping focus in order to obtain God's best. Keeping focus in order to obtain God's best in your life. Brothers and sisters in Christ, staying focused on the things of God in 2023. It is a must that we must do as a child of God. Here we see in the word of God, again in Matthew 7, verse 7, it says, "Ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you." It is something as a child of God, as a born-again believer of Christ, that we must be focused on to do if we want to obtain God's best for our lives. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we realize that in the time, the age that we are living in, that the world is wicked. Sin is running rapid throughout the land. We know that we live in a dark, sinful world that is getting wicked and wickier each and every day of our lives. We are living at a time and a season where even church folks is not serious about their walk with the Lord. We realize that we are living in a time and a season where there is a constant struggle between those that profess to be Christian and those that are still living in the world. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, it is a decision that each and every believer in Christ must make on a daily basis. Remember, your decision will determine where you'll end up on in eternity. So as born-again believers of Christ, we must be tangled up, tied up, wrapped up in the things of the Lord. We must put on the whole armor of God on a daily basis and realize that without God's armor, we will be a sitting prey for the devil. Bible says in John 10:10, that the thief goes around, the thief comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, the decisions that we make on a daily basis will either help us or harm us. We must decide. Yes, believers in Christ, we are reminded again in the scripture, in the book of Jeremiah 29, verse 12 and 13. It says, then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. Yes, our walk with Christ is a serious walk. It's not a, hallelujah, it's not a, I'll do it today and not tomorrow. No, it's a serious walk. It's a walk that we must take seriously on an everyday basis. Yes, child of God, the key is that you have to seek God with all your heart. Bible says in Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything else shall be added. Yes, beloved, the God that we serve, he's an awesome God. He's a God that sits high, but look low. He's a God that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, the God that we serve has all power in his hand. He don't change. The world and our ways may change, but God never changes. Bible says that he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So we as a born-again believer of Christ have to reach a point in life where we will not live with anything less than God's best. In order to get God's best, we must press through our own mess. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, this is not the time to point fingers. This is the time to keep on pressing. Keep on pressing. Keep on stretching in faith. Hallelujah. Exercising faith on a daily basis. Because we know, according to Hebrews 11:1, that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that he is who he say he is, and he is a rewarder of them, that them may seek him. So, beloved, no one learned how to receive God's best overnight. No, it is a process that takes place, and you need to move in the same direction that the process is taking you. Hallelujah. Remember, God's ways is not our ways. As high as the heaven is from the earth, that's how high God's ways is. God has far more for every believer in Christ in 2023 for us to experience even right now. Bible says, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard what God has in store for those that love him. Also, we are reminded in 1 Corinthians 13, verse 12, it says, "For now we see through a mirror dimly, but then face to face, now I know in part, but then shall I know, even as also I am known." When Jesus come back, everything, the whole picture will be exposed. So child of God, in an instant, you are going to know what you could have had while here on planet Earth. Yes, beloved, you will understand that the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead was resided within you all along. Child of God, you don't have to limp into heaven praising God because you made it. No, because God is so good. You made it because only by his grace, his mercy, and his love. Well reminded here in the book of Malachi, where it says in chapter 3, verse 6, the head clause of the verse, "For I am the Lord, I change it not." Beloved, it is people who change, but God never changes. We serve a God that never changes in an ever-changing world. If there's someone that is faithful, if there is someone that we can depend on, we can depend on God, because he don't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, I am reminded in the book of Jeremiah 32, verse 27, it says, "Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me?" Believe in Christ. The works of God are far beyond what man can do. You see, God wants to show his mighty greatness, his ultimate power, so that you and I, as born-again believers in Christ, can believe him for anything, for everything, and for all things. Yes, God is still in the miracle working business. So keep focused. Keep focused in 2023 in order to obtain God's best for your life. Beloved, God wants to be believed on. God makes staggering promises and stands, and he stands by every one of them. Yes, believers of Christ, the God of the universe is everything to sensible people. The God of the universe is everything to intelligent people, to people who has true wisdom and knowledge. There is nothing that God will not do for his people. He demonstrated it when he said his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life, according to John 3, verse 16. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, again tonight we are talking about keeping your focus in 2023 in order to obtain God's best for your life. As a born-again believer of Christ, we qualify for what God has for us. It is a blessing to know that the God that we serve, he's willing, ready, and able to meet our each and every need. Here in John 6, verse 44, we are reminded when it says, no man can come to me except the Father, which has sent me, draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, this verse of scripture let us know that the only way that we can come back in right standing with God, we have to be drawn by his Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Yes, child of God, you cannot find God by your own effort. You have to be drawn by the Holy Spirit. And through the Holy Spirit, you are convicted of your sin. You see, the Holy Spirit shows the path to Calvary. If you yield to the Holy Spirit, he will show you the way, and he will use the blood of Jesus to cleanse you of your sin. That is the process. That is the word of God that is already settled in heaven as well as here on earth. The word of God don't change. People change. Culture change, but God's word will stand. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word is cemented here forever. God's word is powerful, more powerful than a two-edged sword, piercing down to the heart and marrow of our heart. The word of God, hallelujah, is like a hammer. It breaks the foul ground. It breaks, hallelujah, what have been hardened in our hearts. God is a God of restoration. God is a God of many chances. He is the God that we serve, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's willing, ready, and able to give us another chance to get it right with him. Yes, we are loaded down each and every day of our lives. We are loaded down with benefits. Hallelujah. The Bible says every good and perfect gift come from above, from the Father of lights, who has no variousness or shadow of turning. If we lack wisdom, let us ask of the Lord, who will give it to us. Hallelujah. That's the type of God that we serve. He expects what he has placed in our lives. He expects a return of his investment. Hallelujah. He has called us for such a time as this. He has called us into his kingdom and given us a mission that we, as born-again believers of Christ, should take up the assignment that he has given us that was tailor-made individually for each and every one of us. Get in our proper lane and do the work they have called us to do. Jesus said, I must work while it is day, for night coming, and no man can work. So child of God, through the word of God. Hallelujah. You are born again, made anew. So let the Holy Spirit use the blood of Christ to seal your soul for all time and eternity. Beloved, no one can break that seal except you. And you have to be willingly to sin against God. Yes, God have called you for such a time as this. He have equipped you. Hallelujah. He have made you. He have stripped you. He have molded you into his image here in 2023. Yes, we're all on the plates on the potter's wheel. He's stripping us. He's making us into a fresh and anew. Spiritually, we are changing day by day. Physically, our body is a can. But thank God that while we're here, let us do what He has called us to do. Don't try to put our assignment on someone else. Yes, stretch out in faith, walk in obedience, and God promised that He will never leave us nor forsake us. He promised to be with us through thick and thin. Yes, believe in Christ. You must live by faith. Bible says in Romans 1, verse 17, it says in the B clause of the verse, the just shall live by faith. So do not go by your feelings, because your feelings has a tendency, hallelujah, to bring you down or to raise you up. But go forth in faith, because faith will sustain you even when your feelings lead you astray. So do not go by your feelings and what they are saying to you, because your situation is subject to change, and it will change by faith and through faith. Remember again, the just shall live by faith. Use faith. Faith in the word. Have faith in the word of God. Have faith in God, the God of the universe. Yes, faith, it is a gift. God gives us in order to believe him, to believe for all that we need, where it says in Romans 12, verse 3, the B clause of the verse says that God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. The measure of faith, we all have it. The measure of faith must be increased each and every day of our lives. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, believers in Christ, we do not have to worry about faith, because according to Romans 10, verse 17, it says, so that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. See, God, he has left us the Bible, biblical instruction before leaving earth, a holy book, because God is holy. That's why he says, come out from among them and be ye separate, says the Lord. And I will be a father to you, and you will be my sons and daughters. But it's up to us to make a decision on a daily basis who we're going to follow. Yes, child of God, any time that you need more faith in life, just start reading the Word of God, and you will get more faith. Just don't scheme over the Word, but study the Word of God, and you will find God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. All three agrees as one in as the Godhead, and you will find them on each and every page of the Word of God, the Bible, throughout the whole Word of God. Yes, beloved, a question may be asked, what is a miracle? Well, a miracle is an act not fully explained by natural forces, but attributed to supernatural forces, mainly by God, the God of the universe, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I am. Yes, beloved, God is still in the miracle working business. So keep your focus in order to obtain God's best in your life in 2023. Yes, beloved, we serve an awesome God, the one that sits high but look low, the one that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. Yes, we are God's children. We are covered with the blood of Jesus. In these days and times that we are living in, we must stay focused on God, on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. So keep focused. Stay focused in order to obtain God's best in your life in 2023. Hallelujah. People of God, the God of the universe has to do something that is totally violates natural laws in order for us as believers in Christ to know who he is. I'm going to say that again. When it comes to miracles, people of God, the God of the universe has to do something that totally violates natural laws in order for us as believers in Christ to know who God is. He is the God of the universe, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I am. He has all power in his hand, and we are grateful and thankful that he neither slumber nor sleep. Yes, miracle produces faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith in him, the one that is able, willing, and ready to meet our each and every need. The God that, hallelujah, that sits high, but look low. The one that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. Again, we are reminded in the book of Hebrews 11, verse 1, that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So, beloved, when people experience the miraculous in their life, it helps for their faith to grow in God. Believers in Christ, God gives encouragement through the miracles that he performs. He does it whether we are aware of it or not. Each and every day, he keeps us. He protects us. He supplies our each and every need. And that we should be thankful and grateful on a daily basis. You see, you must be willing to stand out and to fight the good fight of faith in order to overcome this world's influences on a daily basis. Sadly to say, in 2023, that religion is one of the strongest weapons that Satan has to discourage people from believing for something more. Yes, the Bible says here in Psalms 37, verse 4, delight yourself also in the Lord.
I hear you talking about what Jesus did for you. Spread your gospel, but is it the truth? Judging people high and low out of self-righteousness. Jesus said don't judge no one when your stuff is a mess. Live for real. There's a change in your life, you need to live for real. Live it for real. Live for real. Live it for real. If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real. Live it for real. You're always on the phone with other itchy ears, telling folks business while yours is in the clear. My God, he sits high and he looks low. You'll see more blessings when you hang up the phone. Live it for real. Live it for real. If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real. Live it for real. Live it for real. Live it for real. If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real. Live it for real.
God expects from you is belief. To believe. We have not because we ask not. We don't receive because we don't believe. In order to receive, we must believe. We must believe that God is willing, ready, and able to meet our each and every need. We must believe what we are qualified for. All the promises of God in Christ Jesus is here, and amen. So as heirs and joint heirs of Christ, we are entitled to the promises of God as being joint heirs with Christ. All the promises of God in Christ Jesus, yea and amen. So it is only through faith in Jesus that a person can come to God. We can't come to him any other way, because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. So believing in Christ, once a person has made the step of faith by believing in Christ as his or her Savior, then you become a child of God. We are reminded in Romans 10:13, it says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved on a spiritual basis. And after we repent of our sin, humble ourselves, letting God know how sorry we are for the sins that we have committed, letting them know that we are ready to make things right with him, to come back in right standing with God. We realize that it was because of Jesus. He made a way. He's the way, the truth, and the life. Because of Jesus going to Calvary's cross, took it upon himself the sins of the world, died for our sins, placed in a borrowed tomb and rose after 3 days from on high. Yes, the God that we serve is awesome. And we as born-again believers of Christ, after experiencing it, hallelujah, after experiencing the new birth experience of being born again on a spiritual basis, our lives change. Then we develop a personal relationship with God. We did that by taking time to study God's word. Yes, a hunger been placed within us, a spiritual hunger for the word of God. So the Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, study to show thyself, approve unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So we must study. Don't wait until midweek service or on Sunday morning. No, we must study on a daily basis. Have a set time. Sit without any distraction and read the word of God for ourselves. Take time to meditate on what we read. Take time to, hallelujah, to meditate over and over again the scriptures, that it become not just head knowledge, but it goes down to the depths of our heart. That when a situation arises in our lives, that we are able to dig deep, search the scriptures, because in them we obtain eternal life. The scriptures, after we read it for ourselves, after we meditate on the word of God, let the word of God become part of us, deep down within. Hallelujah. We have to defeat the devil the way Jesus did when he used the scriptures and he told the devil, he said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. So let us rightly divide the word of truth. Beloved, the word of God, it records all of God's commands and promises that God made available to those who put their trust in him. Trust in God. Trust must be continuously exercised. Believe in Christ. The main thing that God is looking for in a believer in Christ's life is faith. You see, faith is what moves God. God has promises to bless those who trust him. Well reminded of what the scripture says in Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all of thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Trust, rely on, trust in the Lord. Don't put your confidence in people, in places or things. Put your confidence in God. Trust him with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Yes, believer, God helps to develop, helps us to develop a personal relationship with him that is based on our faith in Christ. These are the steps that are required to experience God's best for our lives. We must press. We must stretch in faith and press our way through in order to get God's best for our lives. Yes, beloved, always remember this in 2023, that your life is about the choices that you make on a daily basis. You see, the Word of God, it encourages us and let us know that in Psalms 34, verse 8, it says, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusted in him. Yes, God is still in the miracle working business. God is still A1 ready to meet our each and every need. So don't settle for nothing less than God's best in your life. Yes, beloved, God is a good, kind, and lovable Father. God wants to give you his best. So believe it. Believe it for yourself and expect it. Yes, have a spirit of expectation. No matter how long it takes, God is not moved only by time. He's moved by faith. God's best is based on our faith in Christ Jesus and what he did for us. He is the author and finisher of our faith. He's the one that we should be looking to. Yes, our help comes from God. We must look unto the hill in which cometh our help. Our help cometh from God Almighty. The Bible says in Proverbs 19, verse 21, there are many plans in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord that shall stand. So, beloved, the key to knowing God, the key to knowing God this, is to discover God's plan for our lives. If God's plan are always blessed, God's plan is his best for our lives. See, God is the one that will direct our steps, and he is the one that will lead us towards his best. When you trust him, when you fully, completely trust him. The Bible says to obey is better than sacrifice and the hearken than the fed of ram. According to 1 Samuel 15:22, the B clause in the verse. When we look at Hebrews 6, verse 12, it says that ye be not slothful, sluggish, but be imitators of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Yes, oftentimes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, because of our lack of patience, we end up settling for less than God's best, even now in 2023. So we must learn to be at peace and to accept God's timetable, because God knows the beginning from the end. God knows best. And we as believers of Christ must remember that we're not our own anymore. We've been bought with a price. We belong to God. When things seem to be taking too long, wait for the Lord. Wait on him. He knows when to loose forth the blessings into our lives. Well, I'm reminded that in Galatians chapter 6, verse 9, and it says, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. So thank God for his best. Keep a heart of thanksgiving, even in the darkest times of your life. Psalms 100, Division 4 says, enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Give thanks to God and bless his name. Yes, praise the Lord, which will help take the focus off of us and put it back on God. When God is in charge, he'll lead, he'll guide, he'll direct us. We become his property, his concern. So praising God helps to keep us in a place of humility. As we praise him, we are recognizing our total dependency upon God. And it is all about him and not about us. Everything that we go through, it has a reason attached to it. Everything that we go through is for our benefit, to strengthen us in areas where we may be weak. Bible says in Isaiah 40, verse 30, but those that wait on the Lord, he shall renew our strength. We shall mount up with wings as eagles. We shall run and not be weary. We shall walk and not faint. So believe in Christ. As you praise God, you are recognizing your total dependency upon him. And it is all about him and not about you. Remember that in order to receive God's best, you cannot settle for anything less. God's wisdom knows what is best for you. And his love, wants what is best for you. God knows the beginning before the end. God knows what it'll take to keep us in line, in alignment with his will, to keep us doing his agenda, to keep us on fire for Christ. So child of God, never allow adversity, trouble, and the turbulence of your circumstances or the word of another to shape your confidence in God's word. because God's word will stand. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word will endure forever and ever. So believe in Christ. Rely on what Christ Jesus has done for you. Never put your confidence in things, for they will rust or wear out. Never put all your confidence, hallelujah, never put all your confidence in a person, because they will disappoint you each and every time. Put your trust, put your confidence in God. Have complete confidence in your Heavenly Father and in His Word. Remember this always. Whosoever you spend the time with is the person you have the most confidence in. So, beloved, when all is said and done, will the fruit of your life keep talking and doing long after you are gone? So keep, stay focused in 2023 in order to obtain God's best in your life. Remember this, again in Proverbs 19, verse 21. There are many plans in a man's heart, but nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word will stand forever and ever. Yes, oftentimes people of God, we sometimes lose our patience and want things quick and in a hurry, the microwave way. And I stop by to let you know that God is very patient. He is not moved by our feelings. He's not moved by the situation we're in. He's moved by faith. Have faith in God. So we must learn to be at peace. The Bible says it, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, with prayer and supplication. And the peace of God that passes all understanding shall keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus, according to Philippians 4, verse 5 and 6. So we must learn to be at peace, where it says, let's live peacefully, if at all possible, with man, even now, in 2023. When things seem to be taking too long, consider waiting on God, because He knows how long it'll take for us to graduate, to go from faith to faith, from glory to glory. Remember what Galatians 6, verse 9 says, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. In due season, it means that God knows when and how long it'll take. Book of Ecclesiastes, well reminded, when it says there's a time and a purpose for everything under the sun. For everything, there is a season and a time. God knows the time, and He knows the season. He knows what it'll take in order for us to move on and go on with the things of God. Remember the prophet Jeremiah said when he said in God's word, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end of future. Yes, believers in Christ, We also are reminded in Jeremiah 29, verse 12 through 13, it says, "Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and ye shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart, mind, body, and soul." So, child of God, again, the key is that you have to seek God with all your heart, not halfway, but wholeheartedly. You have to reach a point in life where you will not live with anything less than God's best in 2023. Well, as we bring this message to a close tonight, we are thankful and grateful for everything that the Lord has blessed us with and have blessed us to do. Yes, believer in Christ, God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him. So always ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you in 2023. God bless. God keep you is our prayer here tonight. We thank God for everyone that have listened in. We thank him because he's still able, willing, and ready to meet our each and every need. Here, in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Brothers and sisters in Christ, if you would like to write to us, you can write to us at Dudley Alisa Tebow at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, if you'd like to write to us, you can write to us at Dudley Alisa Tebow at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Until we meet again on this Tuesday, God's willing, Jesus Terry, continue to pray for us as we pray for you. Have a blessed and prosperous weekend. And may God bless you and your family real good in 2023. God bless you. God keep you is our prayer. Good night.